FM band is from 88 megahertz up to 108.
You've got this frequency. We're going to call you CKUP. You've got this frequency, 98.3. That frequency is what you're picking up when you tune that radio.
Very impressive.
You can sit on the moon and it looks like they pick up CKUP, clear as a bell.
Fascinating. Your analysis seems logical.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, here is Nina Simone playing Backlash Blues live at Montreux in 1976.
Like Odetta said last night, if you don't get loose now, you better forget it, 'cause you ain't got much time. None of us do. I think the Rolling Stones say we got 5 years. To find a little job to earn a little cash, all you got to offer her is your stupid, same stupid old mean backlash. But the world is big. I saw it big and bright and round, and it's full of other folks like me who are Japanese, black and beige and brown. Oh, Mr. Backlash, you're
you're not the only one. That's what you've been thinking. I'm gonna leave ya. I'm gonna leave ya. I'm gonna leave you with the blues. Oh, yeah. To accept you, blah. You see that brother down there looking up the ceiling, and whites, they're easier. The blacks, never, never. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the truth tonight. He said, Nina, keep on working till they open up the door. You know who you are, and you know you either been here or you never been here before. Don't make no difference. And when they open up the door, make sure you tell them where it's at, so they'll have no other place to hide behind all them strangers.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:06 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. For those of you who are just tuning in partway through that last track, that was Nina Simone, of course, playing one of my favorite tunes of hers, Backlash Blues, live at Montreux in 1976. Here on Hotel the Blues, basically, implicitly, or whether we explicitly say it or not, every month, every program, every show commemorates black music, because at its core, by and part and in large, the blues is a black art. And we've talked a lot about on the program about the history of that black art, from the sounds that came out of the South to all the way to the great migrations up north to Chicago and Detroit and this electric blues sounds that would come from there. And I think it's really important that we recognize, right, especially in the blues context, the big part that black artists have had in the blues, considering that they kind of single-handedly authored most of the genre by themselves. And from the historical and painful circumstances from which that genre emerges, but also, as we stated in our Martin Luther King episode a while ago, the triumphant nature of the sounds that are coming out of this music. So that's not just categorized strictly by suffering. But it also puts in perspective for people like myself who are not black, but also for artists, white artists and non-black artists who play the blues, you know, that there is this baggage and there's this kind of commitment and responsibility that comes with playing the blues. And that particularly entails about putting black artists and their voices at the forefront, you know, but also, as Nina Simone has so eloquently demonstrated the last track, that we can't be silent when anti-black violence and racism takes place in our communities to this very day, and stems from these deeper systemic racisms that have long histories, which we've also discussed on this program. So sorry for that little bit of a, I hope that wasn't a bit too convoluted, but that's, I just wanted to get that out there and just get that on people's minds as we listen to this week's program, but also every time we listen to this program, because let's face it, more than, I think at least 75% of our content here on Hotel the Blues is black, are black artists. So just so we all have that little bit of respect and that kind of cognition and that understanding of what goes behind it, but also the responsibility that comes with listening and playing this music. Now, without further ado, to keep the tunes rolling here on Hotel the Blues, here's Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson playing Somebody Have Mercy. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Somebody have mercy. Tell me what is wrong with me. Lord have mercy now. Somebody have mercy. Tell me what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand. Things these women do to me. Yes, I'm standing wondering, baby. Will a matchbox hold my throat? Yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby. Will a matchbox hold my throat? Yeah. I got a long way to get there, and I got a short time to go. I sing this song for me now, yeah. 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 Lord have mercy now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's all right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Matchbox hold my throat. Yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby. Well, a matchbox hold my throat. Lord have mercy now. I got a long way to get there, and I got a short time to go. Now sing this song for me now, yeah. 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 Lord have mercy now.
You know the rats and mean in my kitchen. I have all of me a mountain cat. I done stop fine growth. my next door ball. I'm gonna call a 42 squad car for protect me in my home. I'm gonna call a 42 squad car for protect me in my home.
Oh, how I'm suffering in my mind. Oh, you keep me worried, Lord, all the time. I try to smile with my friends all day, but nothing I do can ease my suffering mind. It hurts me so bad to be losing the one I love. I cry and pray to the good Lord up above. But where can I find someone that can ease off my suffering mind? Any witness, you know that you will find that life means nothing to you, baby. Lord, when you have a worried mind, so forgive me for what I do. Cause I just live on with a suffering mind.
Welcome back. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. That was Rats in My Kitchen by Sleepy John Estes, I think. I think that's how you pronounce it. That was two tracks ago. And that was actually recorded way back in 1952. And it was originally a demo tape done at Sun Records back then. And it was never released, but it was released on compilation albums decades later. What you just recently heard, that was Guitar Slim playing Suffering Mind. Now, he's a really interesting kind of guy. Now, besides the fact that he's pretty far out from, for his time, right, playing his guitar at all the volume knobs and gain and everything turned up way, way up to 10, this dude had one heck of a stage performance, man. Holy. Even though we don't have very many pictures of him or any live recordings, he never went on TV. From what we have from eyewitness accounts from very reputable sources, including Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy actually has a little, there's a YouTube video on it up on the internet, so you should definitely check that out about Buddy Guy talking about Guitar Slim. He talks about how, you know, Buddy Guy, he's like, yeah, I've seen B.B. King by this point. I've seen Big Joe Turner. You know, I've seen all these big names and stuff. So I'm waiting for Guitar Slim to come on, right? And he was like, I'm waiting for him to come on. And he's like, I can't see this guy. But then suddenly Guitar Slim comes on stage riding on the back of this other dude, right? And he's all decked out in this, like, this completely, like, red suit, right? Like a red proper, like, suit with red shoes and everything and red hair and... Sorry, white shoes and red hair. Like, he dyed his hair all red. So this dude was really far out. And that leads Buddy Guy to say, you know, I wish I could play guitar like B.B. King, but I want to perform like a Guitar Slim. But this dude has one heck of a stage... There's several other cases of... other discussions about Guitar Slim and his kind of style of doing showmanship. Like, one account, it said that he actually changed the color of his shoes every performance. And as you probably know, it's kind of hard to change the color of your shoes when you've got a few pairs of shoes. So he literally took to actually painting his shoes different colors for different gigs. And sometimes this dude had, like, it's been rumored at least, that he had a 200-foot-long guitar cable. Okay, like a 200-foot-long guitar cable. And he would wait for the beginning of the show, and then he would walk through the audience playing his guitar, get on stage, do the gig. And sometimes, and it's alleged at least, that when he finishes the show, he will walk off stage still playing, you know, and get in the car, still plugged into his amplifier with this big long cable, and drive off still playing. Still, you know, that's pretty crazy cool stuff, you know. And in true fashion, he got most of his, big repute, actually, was down in New Orleans, actually, as a matter of fact. So, you know what, I think we should go down there for the next track with another New Orleans great. Here's Ernie K. Doe playing Tain't It the Truth. Hope you dig.
But now she's gone, you feel so bad. Cause she's the best.
Tain't it the truth?
She left you. Go on and have a good cry.
Have a good cry.
Say you didn't love her anyway. Go on, tell yourself that lie.
Tell yourself that lie.
Yeah. For now she's gone, and you feel so bad.
Tain't it the truth?
Nobody could tell you. You had to find out for yourself. And I know you see. I'm sorry to sound like such an authority on them, but the same thing has happened to me. She left you.
Tain't it the truth?
Yeah.
Now say what I say.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth. Whoa. Tain't it the truth, man.
Yeah.
Every day is the truth. You need somebody.
Yeah, 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 everything's gonna be alright. low-down train. Well, you hope you was talking, but I love it just the same.
Children, yeah, let's go,
Welcome back. The time runabout now on your dial should read 9:32 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. That was the Climax, two tracks ago that is. That was the Climax Chicago Blues Band playing Everything Is Gonna Be Alright. And after that, of course, we heard from Sister Rosetta Tharpe herself playing On My Way on her crazy awesome Gibson SG. To keep the tunes rolling, because I know I've done a lot of talking over the last beginning part of this program, we're going to jump right to Fluffy Hunter and her number, My Natural Man. That is N-A-T-C-H-L, man. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
when I buy me a ticket, I'm gonna go back home. Yeah, it's gonna get me a job. Buy me a ticket, I'm going back home. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of being alone.
This morning, blues all around my bed. I had a dream last night that the woman I love was dead. Well, I went to the graveyard, fell down on my knees. I went to the graveyard and I fell down on my knees. Well, I asked the grave digger for to give me back my good girl, please. Grave digger, he that. And he looked me in the eye. He said, I'm sorry, my son, but your girl has done said her last goodbye.
Welcome back. Time to recap just the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. That was two tracks ago, Snowing in Chicago, Live at Rosa's by Lindsay Alexander. And of course, after that, on the mandolin, that was Carl Martin playing the Gravedigger's Blues. Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, we're going to jump way, way back in time to the 1930s to hear from a washboard band from the Great Depression. And this is the Washboard Rhythm Kings and their number, Please Come On Down to My House.
You a Coca-Cola, and you let me play one piece on your graph-graph-nola. Please come down to my house, nobody home but me, I say, nobody home but me.
Trouble weighing down like lead, praying to Jesus I don't wake up dead. saw a man hanging from a cypress tree. I seen the ones who done it, now they're coming after me with a razor in my hand. I don't wanna use. Got a song in my bones. Call it the blues. Running and hiding. Did I hear a hound bark? Sleeping by day. Moving after dark. Headed for Chicago with a heavy load. Trying to get to Memphis on a midnight road with a razor in my hand. Don't want to use. Got a song in my bones. Call it the blues. Tell your people if you dare to hear. It's a crime and a shame the way we're living in fear. It's not God's will to keep the black man down with your evil Jim Crow and your sundown towns. With a razor in my hand, people I don't want to use. Got a song in my bones.
They say we're on hell's highway.
You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, that was Ernie Bibb playing Delta Gateway, kind of playing for you a bit about the dark and deep origins of the blues and how it's an outlet and kind of a way of triumphing against those ills of the South back in the day, but also in a way to the triumphs and ills and evils of racial discrimination that persists today as well. To keep the tunes rolling, the one you just heard, that was Voodoo Child on Hell's Highway by Chris Thomas King. And as a matter of fact, he's got a new album out, well, relatively new, since we're in the year 2021. His album just came out in the year 2020, titled Angola, named after, of course, the prison in Louisiana, Angola State Prison. And in fact, it's a really cool, really, really cool album. And I really wanted to play it on the show, but the problem is that it's a lot of small individual mini tracks of like 1 minute or so. And they kind of got to be listened to in like a one album sitting. You know, it's not the kind of album that you can break up into singles and just pick it apart piece by piece. Even though there are songs on it, I think it's an album that definitely bears listening to, you know, in like kind of a one go kind of fashion. You know, like it's a kind of album you gotta sit down and listen to, particularly especially considering the subject matter of the album, which is a regard which kind of carries the spirit of the Black Lives Matter protests of 2020. And, you know, I think it's also, especially now here we are in 2021, as a reminder, especially to listen to this album, because I think y'all will dig it, but also as a reminder that, you know, the problems, just because we're in year 2021 doesn't mean that the problems of 2020 or literally the problems of colonialism, racism, and all that have been solved just because we turned another page on the calendar. And it's a really, really great album. It's really well-crafted musically, but also the message is, like, expertly done. So I highly recommend you check that out. That the album is called Angola, A-N-G-O-L-A, by Chris Thomas King. It's on Spotify, but also I think you can listen to some of the tracks individually here on his website at christhomasking.com. So do check it out. It's a really, really rad album. I highly recommend it. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, I got a number for you that's kind of funky, you know. It kind of has this little proto Bo Diddley vibe to it, but it also, for some reason, reminds me of what he called some of the kind, a little bit reminiscent of the rock steady stuff that was coming out of Jamaica in the 1950s. So it's really, really, really funky one. And it's off the XLO label, so you know it's going to be a guaranteed, an absolute banger. So without further ado, let's talk more blues, as they say, at least on this program. Here they are, the Blues Rockers, playing Calling All Cows on the Farm. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. I moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. Got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. Down to the pasture, into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
There's a house on my block that's abandoned and cold. Folks moved out of it a long time ago. They took all their things and they never came back. It looks like it's haunted with the windows all cracked. Everyone calls it the house where nobody lives. Once it held laughter and once it held dreams, did they throw it away? Did they know what it means? Did someone's heart break? Or did somebody do somebody?